Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with Maureen Nichols about the new Knoxville VA Clinic. Speaking with Maureen Nichols here at the new VA Clinic. Maureen, first of all, what can we expect? When can we expect this VA Clinic to open? That's really the big question going around. I know it's been under construction. It's a great facility. When will this open up, and what are some of the things really that are going to be provided here that you're excited about?
Okay, to answer your question first, because yes, it is everybody's question of the day, when are we opening up? Our plan is to, and it will be coming out very soon, letters to all our veterans, to be closed at our current facility at the old campus on March 17th, because in order to move into this new clinic, we have to take down our computer system, our phone system, and move some of our equipment in here. So the 17th through the weekend, and maybe a little bit more on the 20th, we'll be doing some moving, but the clinic located at the old campus right now will be closed on March 17th, and then on the 20th, we will accept walk-ins, but as I said, we'll still be moving in. What we'll be offering, we're going to continue the same services that we have at the current site. Primary care, we have two primary care providers. We have large mental health services available at that clinic. Our groups, we are increasing our telemedicine clinics. A lot of people use TMed for oncology, cardiology, wound care. We are now working on getting everyone trained for a teleaudiology. We will continue to have our audiology services that we have, which is hearing aid repairs and fittings. But this new teleaudiology will hopefully be that we can do hearing tests actually here on site instead of sending people in Des Moines. That's coming, not right away, but soon, I hope. We will continue to have our dermatology and our eye clinic. Eye clinic hopefully will be expanding to 2 days a week. We've been sharing a provider with Marshalltown, but we hired a new provider there, so hopefully we'll have that twice a week now. Just about anything that we have now, and continue to look for new services.
You said you'll be opened on March 20th for walk-ins. Are you guys planning a grand opening, and is there any special events for that coming up?
So our grand opening, we want to get settled a couple weeks, because you know it is just like when you move into a house and you can't remember where you put your pots and pans. We want to be organized. So April 7th is the day that we're targeting for our grand opening. I want to say 1 o'clock in the afternoon would probably be the ribbon cutting. We plan to stay open that day to do tours through the for the public up to 5 or 6, maybe 7 o'clock that night for people that commute, so that we can still get everybody in here to see the clinic.
Now with this new clinic opening, does your staff increase, or are you still around the same number of staff? And then are there any, you talked about new additions with the hearing and things like that. Are there going to be new staff associated with that, or you already have that planned out?
Well, currently we're planning on staying with the staff that we have. But as we know, as you add services, I'm never going to say no, we're not adding new people to the clinic. We have a lot of people that travel from several CBOCs to work, so they may work here and they may work at another one. So I don't really consider them a Knoxville employee, but so I guess that's additional.
So now how excited is the staff, and how excited are you for this new facility and really to be able to help the people of Knoxville and Marion County?
Well, everybody in this town knows that I'm excited. I've been working on this project for a long time, so I've got a smile on my face finally about it. The staff, it's both ways. I think everybody's excited now that they've all been out here and toured it. It's new. It's a different way of working, but it's a beautiful building, so I think we're excited. Our veterans are getting excited. I've been out here a lot during some construction phases. I've had people walk in that have never been to the VA and sign up to be seen here. I've had people that used to go to Des Moines decide to come here. I think we're all excited.
Now, is a kind of a hard question, but what are some treasures or hidden treasures here at the new facility that you're really excited to show the veterans or the staff?
We decided to bring a little history from the old campus, so we took one of the plaques that was on the outside of the building and one inside, and we have that located in our entry vestibule. We've also, the staff at the current site stood in front of the old building, and we got a picture taken, and then we're going to do that again at the new and have that here, but for the staff here, exciting things will be the system on how they can get in and out of a door without a key and use their ID card. We will be wireless here, so that's always a concern, having to log on and off of a computer. They're going to be able to carry their computer around with them. It's going to make it very efficient.
Now, does this new facility allow for more veterans to be seen at one time?
Absolutely. The way we're set up with the PAC design, each team has a certain number of rooms, and the staff move to the veterans, so we should be able to be more efficient that we could have 2 to 3 veterans in a room and move along in the process, and we will move to the veteran instead of moving them around several times.
Now, for veterans who have never used the clinic here in Knoxville, what do they have to do to come out and be able to be seen?
They can even now walk into the old clinic, and we can look and see if they're already enrolled. If they're not, we can help them, give them the enrollment papers. Mike Kuhn at the veterans office at the courthouse is very good about helping veterans get signed up. But if they're already in our system, we can get them scheduled.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.